The information provided in this episode is provided for general informational purposes only and may not reflect the current law in your state or country. By watching and listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as legal advice and no attorney-client relationship between you, the host, or guest. You are advised to seek legal counsel concerning your legal question or concern from a lawyer licensed in your state, country, or appropriate licensing jurisdiction.
Hello, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. Of course, good evening here, so Texas. Good morning, so Philippines. Good afternoon, naman sa Australia area. And I think it's also good evening sa Canada. And of course, ang usapang off the record ay mapapanood every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time. That would be 10 a.m. in the morning in the Philippines. And of course, mga tanghali na yan sa Australia. I am your host, Eileen Ligotizon. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And I'm the managing partner of the Ligotizon Law law firm based here in Houston, Texas. At ang usapang of the record is brought to you by Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and Ligotizon Law Firm. Usapang of the record, I live stream sa Facebook page and YouTube channel ng Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. And syempre pa, mas gusto namin kasama kayo sa live show, but if you're not available, don't worry because you can still watch the recorded show, the recorded episodes, yung mga previous episodes natin sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy YouTube channel and Facebook page. And kung sakali naman you just want to listen to this podcast, of course, we are available via Spotify. We are also available via Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Listen Notes, and Overcast. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways you can access our recorded show if you wanted to watch previous episodes yet. So, but of course, we'd love to have you here during the live show. Kaya like and follow the Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel of Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy so you will be notified of our upcoming live shows. And you will have the opportunity to watch the shows here sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. All right. Now, of course, if you are here with us, you can ask questions by posting your questions, or you can also give shout outs to your friends and family who are watching right now by posting it on the comment in the comment box there. And I'll try my best to read all your questions and comments during the show. And if, of course, if there are questions, we'll try our best to answer those questions. Especially, of course, if it's related sa ating topic for today. Eto na nga ba ang topic natin ngayon? Actually, I'm doing a series of podcasts and live stream about estate planning, probate here in the state of Texas. We talk about in the previous episodes, we talk about probating an estate without a will when somebody passed away without a will, and how are you going to distribute the estate of the deceased person when the person passed away without a will. Then we also started talking about having a will, how to create a will, what is the importance of having a will, what's going to happen if the person passed away with a will. And today, it's a continuation of that episode when a person passed away with a will. So this time we're going to focus on the probate process itself. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, probate, it's not their favorite thing, of course. They always think that probate is going to be very expensive. It's going to be a very long process. You know, and they're going to be, it's going to take a long time for them to finish it. It takes a lot of work. So it's very, the connotation is that it's very burdensome. So they try to avoid probate. And the question is, can you avoid probate? Of course you can. There are ways. That's why you have estate planning process. And that is why I recommend that you see your estate planning planning attorney who is licensed to practice law in the state where you are located, or you are residing. And of course, if it's in the Philippines, that's going to be an attorney licensed to practice in the Philippines, so that you will be properly advised on what to do when you do when you plan your estate. And the reason why, well, it's not only one reason, that not just to avoid probate. It depends on how much or how big is your property, your estate, I mean your asset. It depends on the complexity of the possible complexity in the process of selling your estate. So you're going to think about that when you do estate planning. And it's not because you just want to avoid probate. Because honestly, well, based on my experience as a probate attorney, it's not always complicated, and it's not always expensive. There are alternatives to probate that you can do. It depends on the situation. It depends on how big your property is. It depends on some circumstances. So don't be afraid. My advice to you is consult an attorney who is licensed to do to practice probate in your jurisdiction, in your state, or in your country, so that you will be enlightened as to whether the process is going to be complex or simple, or what are your options. It's not all the time that you're walking into an attorney's office and you're gonna be like, okay, this is so big, this is so expensive. No, it depends on the process. And we're gonna be honest to you, of course. If you don't need the process, why would you do that? Why would we do it? So as much as possible, we wanna give you options that you can avoid more expense, more stress, so a lot of factors. So don't be scared. Consult an attorney so that the attorney can analyze your case and provide you legal advice and your possible options. Okay. All right. So now that I already mentioned to you about our topic, so basically, in other words, our topic for today is probating a will. So how is this? What is this process called? Probating a will. We talk about probating an estate when the person passed away without a will, and we discuss the steps actually. So we're going to try to do that also today, so that at least you will have an idea how we do how do we do probate here in the state of Texas. So again, the disclaimer there, our process here may be different. Our legal process or probate process here may be different from your how it works in your jurisdiction, in your state. So again, this is just to give you an idea how we do it here in Texas. And if you're here in the state of Texas, so definitely, this information it would be beneficial for you, because you'll never know when you're gonna need this legal knowledge. And of course, since our law, changes from time to time, it would be best, at least you have an idea right now, but it's always best to consult an attorney at the time you need the legal advice. Because, who knows, the law may have already changed, or maybe there are some other factors or circumstances that you have to consider. So, definitely, you will need a legal advice from the and a licensed attorney who is practicing this kind of a law, I mean probate law. All right. I disappeared from the screen. So it was my bad. I actually click on something here, but I'm back. All right. So in order for me to help you understand and give you a guide as I explain the process of probate and the other information, important information related to probating a will here in Texas, I prepared us, some slides for you to look at as we discuss this topic. So let me show you my Slides, of course. Okay. Hold on a minute because I'm having there. Got it right. All right. I feel like I'm moving like that, but please bear with me. KK. All right. I think that's better. Okay. So let's show you. Let me show you the slides I'm talking about. There we go. The slides I'm talking about. Okay. All right. So so the first question we want to address or we want to discuss as we start this podcast is a question, do you have to probate a will in Texas? That's a good question. That could also be a question in your state or jurisdiction. Just because you have a will, do you have to actually go to the court and have it probated? Do you have to do it all the time? Or are there instances where, you know, you don't need to go to the court and probate a will? So that's a question that I'd like to discuss with you today. Well, generally, there is actually no requirement that you have to go to court and you have to probate a will. You know, you go to the process of probate. Wala namang ganon. There's no general requirement that you have to do that. You have to go through the probate process. Kaya lang, if the person passed away with a will and there are some properties to be distributed to the beneficiaries, then you will need to go to the court and have it probated. Why? Because you can't give... you can't execute whatever is on the will of the deceased person if the will is not yet probated. Why? Because the probate process will actually determine whether the will is valid or not. So if the will is not valid, then definitely you can't enforce the content of the will. So even if the will says, I give all my estate, and let's say it's 100 million estate worth of estate, I give it all to my wife. If the will is invalidated because it didn't comply with the requirements of the law, then you don't have to necessarily follow that the desire of the deceased person that is written in his last will and testament, let's say. Or let's say, for example, I give my cousin Jerry my 2022 Lexus. Okay. So she sinabi niya yun sa kanyang will, right? But if the will is invalidated, do you have to follow that? No. So that's why it's important to have the will probated so that you can apply or you can actually distribute the property, the estate of the deceased person in accordance with the will of the deceased person as written in his will. So, importante yon. Kaya kung ang tanong ninyo, do you have to probate a will? Not always, not all the time. It's not, you're not required. But of course, if there are assets to be distributed, yes. Kung yung deceased person passed away with nothing left in his estate. Like, for example, anong ginawa niya yung will, meron siyang house, meron siyang bahay, meron siyang mga sasakyan. But, and then he executed a will and sabi niya, all this property, all my estate will go to my one and only child. Okay? But by the time the person passed away, wala na yung bahay kasi binenta na niya during his lifetime. Wala na rin yung mga kotse kasi either binigay na niya sa ibang tao or binenta niya na rin. So at the time of the death, wala na siyang property. So then there's no reason to go to court and have the will probated. So it depends on the circumstances of the person whose will has to be probated. Kung kailan ba talagang... depends on the person who passed away kung meron siyang naiwang mga ari-arian at kung meron man, kailangan bang i-manage yun. So that's why you have to go to court para masunod yung wishes ng deceased person. Okay? let's say for example then, merong mga utang yung ano, this is person. And syempre kailangan mong i-settle yung mga utang na yon. So kailangan i-settle yung estate niya. So ngayon, if there's a will, may will yung tao, kailangan mo nang i-probate yon and then i-inventory mo yung naiwang estate noon and bayaran mo na yung mga utang. And then kung ano yung natira, then that will be distributed to the heirs or kung meron mang natira pa. So depende sa circumstances kung kailangan mo talagang pumunta sa court to have the will probated. So it would be best if you're not sure what you're doing and so that you can avoid expenses later on and headaches, it would be better to consult an attorney so that the attorney can give you advice on what to do or if you really need to have your will probated. Yun ang ano doon. Mas makakatulong sa inyo. Para alam nyo yung ginagawa ninyo from the beginning. At maiwasan ninyo ang complications. Okay? So, let me go back to my the screen ko. Okay. So now we've answered the question whether kailan mo ba talagang i-probate ang will. Before I continue with our topic for tonight, because we have two more questions, big questions to discuss, and of course, may mga sub questions pa yan, you know, as we discuss the answers to those questions. Before I continue, I'd just like to read some comments or greetings maybe or shout outs. So let's start. Okay. Ayan, hello from Delhi, aligot my mom. A chai person tonight. Sabi niya, blessed evening, Texas. And of course, blessed afternoon naman sa Australia. I know you're having your lunch right now. Ano kaya ang ulam natin dyan sa Australia? Tinola ba yan? O dinengdeng? Sa mga taga Pusurobyo pala, hi sa inyo. Kumusta kilatan? Pananganla siguro tan natin. So enjoy your dinengdeng if you have that. I just had my pinakbet sa a friend of mine. Bobby, if you're watching, thank you for the pinakbet. So good, so good. It's been, you know, you did it perfect. You cook it perfectly. Okay. So and also we have there is a question here. Yeah. See, Rusty Lopez. Hello, sayo, Rusty Lopez. I know you have a question, and your question is, do I need to probate a simple will? Now, this is a good question. Actually, I'm about to discuss this. This is going to be our next question to discuss. So I'm not going to answer it right now, but I'll definitely answer that one as I discuss the next question or the next slide that you're going to see on the screen. Okay, so just wait for that. Okay, I think I'm going to have to show this also. Ayan, si Emmy Ligot, she's my cousin in nasa Cavite siya. So sabi niya, hello, Attorney Eileen. Good evening, watching here in Cavite. And syempre, of course, I want to say hi to all the Caviteños, Cavitenias, ang matatapang nating mga kababayan dyan. Magandang umaga, tanghali na sa inyo dyan. Alas 10:30 na siguro dyan. Sometime around before noon. Okay. Ayan. And ito pa, si Anna. Okay. Sabi niya, Anna Richie, sana mabasa ko ng tama, ano? Liamido ba? Yan. Or, I'm sorry if I mispronounce your last name. Sabi niya, hi po, from Richmond. And this is definitely here sa Texas. Richmond, Texas. Madalas din ako dyan. Malapit lang naman yan sa amin. The drive mo lang yung ano dyan, yung 59. Yan. Makakarating na tayo dyan sa Richmond. Okay. And at meron siyang ano pa. Sabi niya, blessed evening. Blessed evening din sa'yo yan. Blessed evening to you here in Houston, Texas. Malapit ka lang. So we might have seen each other sa mga groceries or events, Filipino events. So don't forget to say hi to me if you see me wherever. Okay. All right. Ito pa. Si Rusty Lopez, meron din siyang tanong dito. Sabi niya, What will happen if I do not probate the will? Okay, I guess we'll discuss the answers to your two questions. So ano pang inintay natin? Let's go ahead and show the next slide so that we can get into the discussion of the next issue. So here it is. Ang ano dito is, what is a monument of title? So ano ba itong monument of title and how is it related sa mga questions ni Rusty Lopez? Kasi remember yung question niya, una, do I need to probate a simple will? The second question niya, what will happen if I do not probate the will? So I think the second question, that will be for at our third slide. So I'm going to wait for that before I answer your question. Okay. So, what is a monument of title? Now, let me tell you this. If a person passed away with a will, okay, tinanong natin kanina, kailan ba dumaan yun sa probate lagi? Ang sagot natin, it depends on the situations. And sometimes you don't even have to go to probate process, the full probate process. Sometimes you can just do a monument of title. So now, at least you have an idea. Ano itong monument of title? That could be an alternative, diba? That could be another way to probate a will, but you're not going to go through the full probate process. Okay? So, ang monument of title, ito yung you still have to file an application in court. The only thing that this is a simple way of probating a will. So siguro yun na lang masabi natin. A simple way of probating a will, ang monument of title. Now, although simple lang yan na process, you can't really do it on your own like yung pro se, yung I'm just gonna do it on my own. I'm just gonna file an application in court, for a monument of title. No, because it requires an attorney to help you or to file or to proceed with this kind of probate process. This process is very simple, pero may mga specific requirements niyan, and kaya lang nga, syempre, you will need an attorney to do that. But still, it could be, it is a simpler process than the full probate process. Ngayon, not everybody is, of course, na it's not always that, oh, okay, sige, mag-monument of title na lang tayo. Hindi naman laging ganon. It depends yon. May requirements naman ang batas inherent sa Texas. And if you see, it says they're debt-free. In order for you to avail of this, of the process of monument of title, kailangan yung deceased person pass away without a debt. Debt-free dapat siya, so wala siyang utang. Wala siyang mga loans, mortgages, or credit card, unpaid the bills, ganyan. Dapat debt-free siya. Pero may exception naman yon. It doesn't include yung mortgage or loan mo doon sa real property mo sa bahay mo. Sa mga real estate loan mo, hindi applicable yon. So even if meron ka pang outstanding loan or mortgage doon sa yung homestead sa bahay mo, bahay nung taong nag-passed away, ay hindi naman yun i-consider as a debt. So, pwede ka pa rin na mag-avail of the monument of title process na yan. So, debt-free. Ibig sabihin lang yung wala ng mga babayaran pang iba. And the reason for this is because kung may babayaran ka, then you will need an administrator. You need somebody to administer the estate. It could be the executor named in the will, or if there's none or the executor doesn't want to do the job, then you will need to have somebody appointed by the court to administer the estate. And that is isa sa yun sa mga requirement na dapat there's no need of administration of the estate. Kaya nakalagay doon debt-free and no need of administration. Kasi nga naman, if there's a need of administration, then you're gonna have to go through the process of probate because you will need somebody to be appointed by the court to execute the will if the person is named in the will as executor or as an administrator, either dependent or independent administrator, depending on the situation or the heirs, whether they want an independent or independent. So pag wala, pag kailangan, in order for you to avail of the Monument of Title, hindi na kailangan ng administration. Okay? Kasi nga naman, kung kailangan mo, then you're gonna have, like I said, you'll have to go through the entire process of probate. So this Monument of Title is actually an alternative, yeah, an alternative process, yeah, a simpler way to probate a will. Ano naman dito eh, pag sinabi mong Monument of Title, ang ibig sabihin lang yan eh, document or instrument. So it's kind of similar with affidavit of heir, it's similar to affidavit. No, pag if the person passed away without a will, I know sometimes you avail of a simple probate process. If the person passed away without a will, ginagamit natin yung C, small estate affidavit. Ito naman ang parang counterpart niya, pag ang tao naman namatay with a will, we do a monument of title, so which I just mentioned, it means a document or instrument. Ang mangyayari diyan lang, it becomes another document. Yung monument of title becomes another document in the chain of title ng real property mo. You can only use this one for real property, not for personal property. So it's like I said, it's similar to a small estate affidavit or affidavit of heirship, like a person passed away without a will. Now syempre, of course, kaya nakalagay dyan, one of the requirements is there must be a valid will. So again, that free yung tao, yung deceased person, and then there's a valid will na iniwan niya, and there's no need of administration. Now, the requirement is a valid will. So how will you know if the will is not valid? Kaya nga, probate process pa rin siya. You still have to go to court and apply for a monument of title where the court also will look into the will if the will is valid. So kaya kailangan mo rin ng attorney to do the process for the monument of. It may be simple, pero at least you don't have to. The heirs did not have to go to the court, or the beneficiaries did not have to go to court and appear during the hearing. The attorney can do the process on his or her own. So, but still, of course, you will need the assistance of an attorney. At least it's faster. Wala nang yung mga requirements of prove up. I mean, may mga witnesses, hindi na yon sa monument of title. Kaya nga siya is considered as simplified or simple probate. So if as long as you can show that all these three requirements are present, then you may be able to avail of the process of monument of title. Okay? So monument of title, submit mo yan dun sa ano, sa... Once you finish the process and declare na yon, you got your monument of title. It's actually an evidence of ownership. So later on, doon sa specific real property na naiwan ng namatay ng deceased person. Okay, so kaya nga, it's not, you don't have to go to the process of probate. Well, probate naman kasi, it could be a simple probate, or it could be complicated. It depends on the situation. It depends on the estate of the deceased person. It depends on the location ng kanyang mga assets. Sometimes a deceased person pass away with real properties here in the state of Texas. Tapos meron siyang real properties sa Florida or sa California. So, nagkakaroon ng maraming probate yon. Kasi syempre, we'll have to probate the estate here in Texas, and then an attorney license in the state of California will have to probate the estate left in California, ganun din sa Florida. So, if you have a lot of assets everywhere, then you might there might be several probate. Ganun din, if you left a property in the Philippines, then that property there has to be probated as well. So now it depends on how did you plan your estate while you are still alive. That's why there's estate planning in place. So if you want to avoid complications in settling your estate, then you will need to plan your estate now before it's too late. Okay, so now we'll continue our discussion. And I hope that you are tuning in. Salamat sa mga nasa kasama natin ngayon sa live show. Like I said, if you have any questions, post it. Or if you have any comments or shout outs, post it. And I'll read them when we come back after this very short break. So stick around and I'll see you in a bit.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back, and we're still here sa Usapang Off the Record. This is Eileen, and this Usapang Off the Record is brought to you by Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. So tune in na sa Roof Chamber Facebook page and YouTube channel. Mapapanood nyo doon ang mga previous episodes natin. Okay, kung ngayon lang kayo namin kayo nakasama, at least you know where to go now. Ngayon, let's address some questions a lot. So actually, let's read some questions here, comments. And I believe we left one question of Rusty Lopez. Sabi, balikan natin na, no? Rusty Lopez, he asks, what will happen if I do not probate the will? Okay, well, first, you need to know that you have 4 years from the death of the decedent of the person to probate the will. You have 4 years. Ngayon, after 4 years, hindi mo na probate yun, you might not be allowed to probate that anymore. So, mababaliwala yung will ng tao. Now, but there are some instances na even if it's past 4 years, ay pinapayagan pa rin ng court na i-probate mo yun if you have valid reasons. So, it depended on the reason why you're unable to probate it. Like, for example, it's if somebody's, you know, holding it, tinatago, ganyan. But if you already have it, tapos nagpatumpik-tumpik ka, you know, you sat on it, and then you keep on, you procrastinated, and then 4 years nang lumipas, and then now here you are applying for the will to be probated. Makita ng judge yan, oh, this is more than 4 years. So titignan niya yung reasons why you did not probate it within 4 years from the death of the person. Now, if your reason is not valid, then definitely it will not go through. I mean, the court will dismiss it because it's beyond 4 years and you have no valid reason. Because you already have the will and then you didn't do anything. Pina-expire mo. Sometimes, let's say, for example, you have it, but they're like, for example, nung pandemic, di ba? That could be a valid reason why you're unable to do it within 4 years. So it depends on your reason. Ngayon, if ever lang you did not probate the will, definitely if the person passed away leaving properties, then the properties, the estate has to be settled, right? So kung wala kang will, then it will go through interstate succession, which we discussed in our previous episodes. What will happen if the person passed away without a will? So this, even though the person has a will, you didn't probate it, then the person is considered as if that person passed away without a will. So then the distribution of the estate of that person will depend on what the Texas law says, or your estate, your state, wherever you are situated. So here, the state of Texas will tell you who's going to get what if the person passed away without a will, because this one, if you didn't probate it, then it's as if the person passed away without a will, diba? Okay, good question, actually. Thank you, Rusty, for that very good question. Okay, here's another one. Okay, where is it? There. Okay, hi, Shell. Shell DeSeco, she asks, how long does it take to probate a will in Texas? I get that question a lot, because siyempre people, they think that, oh, it's a long process, it's a complicated process, and it's expensive, you know. So how long does it usually take? Siguro mga ano yan, nasa top three questions whenever I do consultation regarding probate. Okay, how long does it take to probate a will in Texas? Well, siguro average mga six months na haba, no? Pero meron din naman akong mga cases na mga 3 months lang or mga siguro little over 3 months, kanyan, between 3 to 4 months. Depende doon sa if there are complications when you are probating a will. Like for example, merong nagko-contest. So merong unhappy beneficiary na nandoon sa will, and that beneficiary believed that, oh, okay, you know what, this will is, you know, is not valid because there was an undue influence when the testator or maybe parent, halimbawa dad niya, when my dad executed the will, he didn't know what he's doing, or you know, he was influenced by my aunt or by my other sister or brother, so ganon. So pag may mga ganong contest, then it becomes complicated, then it becomes longer to finish the probate. Could take about a year, or some cases pa nga umabot pa more than 1 year, so it depends on the complexity. But of course you'll see why it could be done in about 3 to 4 months. It, like I said, it depends on the availability of the people or of the person who is applying for to be an administrator or an executor, kung your name in the will. By the way, I keep on saying executor and administrator. Just to be clear, pareho lang trabaho na executor administrator to administer the estate of the deceased person. Magkaiba lang tawag kasi executor kapag that person is named in the will. So I appoint so-and-so as my executor, my independent executor, ganyan. Pero pag wala siyang in-appoint, then somebody has to apply as an administrator. So that's why we use the word administrator. But basically, they just have the same job. Na-interchange lang natin yun, depending on whether the person passed away, the person has named somebody as an executor in the will. Okay, so that being said, sana nasagot ko ang tanong mo, Shell. And here's another one. Oh, si Anna Richie Liamido, papagawa kami ng will po. That's good. Now that you have mentioned about that, will is only one document when you do your estate planning. Okay, so it's better to know whether you what you need. It depends on your situation, whether or how big your estate is, or what is your purpose. Sometimes yung mga ibang tao, they create a trust instead of a will. Pero ako, when I do a trust, I also make a will, so that if in case you have not or you fail to transfer all your properties. Excuse me. And I forgot to get water. Oh, wait. Here's the water. Let me drink. Yeah, I'm glad I have a water here. I thought I forgot. Okay. So, ayan. Will, di ba? Sometimes kasi trust and will, and of course I can have another episode about the difference between, you know, which one is, you know, which one do you need, trust or will. Like I said, I always make both, because trust document does not automatically transfer all your estate into your from your name into your trust. You have to do it manually. So paano kung you passed away without even finishing, you know, having transferred all your properties? So then yung naiwan has to be settled. If you don't have a will, then it will go through the intestate succession. But if you have a will and you can put in the will that whatever it is that is still in your estate will be transferred to your trust. So yung trabaho ng trust, siya yung maglilipat doon sa, I mean yung will, siya yung maglilipat doon sa trust. So anyway, I will have a discussion on that one. But yeah, that's good that you're thinking about that. Okay, and yeah, and then yeah, and then, that's right. So Anna Rachel Yamido posted trust and will po. Tama, we have two boys na po and of age na po kasi sila at may sakit kasi kami. E tumatanda na po. Yan. Maganda po na iniisip niyo po yan para sa ano, para sa pagkakaroon ng peace of mind. So pag nagawa niyo yan, nagkaroon kayo ng nagawa niyo yung estate planning, you will have peace of mind. And you will feel that, oh, you know what? I am prepared. Whatever happened, I am prepared. So you have a peace of mind. And of course, mas makakatulog ka ng mahimbing sa gabi. Okay. Do we have other questions here that we haven't answered? Okay. So I think we did. So let's go to our next slide. Ayan. Sabi ni Anna Richie Liamido, yes po. Okay. Let's go now to our next. So we have discussed, we answered the question, do you have to probate a will in Texas? And sabi natin that's there's no requirement. It depends on the situation. And then we also discussed what is the minimum of title. And we said that it's a simpler way to probate a will as long as you have all the requirements here are are met, debt free. There must be a valid will. There's no need of administration. All right. So now let's go to this question. What happens during probate? So ito na yon. I'll give you a snapshot or an overview of what's happening during a probate. When I say probate, I'm talking about full probate. Okay. And then of course here you will have an idea how long does it really take for a probate. Ideally, realistically, or the what ifs, you know, yung mga alternative scenarios, ganyan, like when there are some complications. All right, so of course, nagsisimula yan, not really sa filing, ah. Of course, I just put their filing. Pero syempre, the start is, of course, you need to find out first if the person passed away with a will. So you need to find the will. Sometimes, paano namin malalaman ito, attorney? Well, pwede kayong magtanong-tanong sa mga tao na malapit doon sa namatay kung nababanggit ba niya ang will o kung may alam ba sila kung gumawa ba siya ng will. If you are not an immediate family member, kasi may mga nangyayari na meron tayong relative na nandito sa Texas, mag-isa lang nila dito sa Texas. And maybe unmarried, walang children, so living alone but mayroong mga property, bumili ng bahay dito. So like for example, nurse siya, tapos bumili siya ng bahay, hinuhulugan pa niya yung bahay, hindi pa tapos ang mortgage, single siya, wala siyang mga anak, wala siyang mga relatives, nasa Philippines pa, ganyan, o nasa ibang state, ibang states yan. And then, you know, unfortunately, namatay siya. Wala siyang, hindi mo alam kung may will siya o wala, di ba? So ngayon, here you are. Let's say, for example, you are the sister and you're trying to settle the estate and you're clueless kasi you did not, you didn't know if your sister made a will. So then you'll have to ask the people close to her, like yung mga friends, katrabaho niya, kapitbahay niya, kahangout niya, yan. So magtatanong ka. Ngayon, kung malaman mo na meron siyang safety deposit box, then maybe doon niya tinatago. Kung nasa bahay yon, then you'll have to find the key. Kung wala naman, let's say nasa banko, then you'll have to have that the deposit box opened. And it will take, usually they'll ask, you will need a court order to to open the box. So that those are the start. You need to find first where is the will. If there is a will, of course, how are you going to go to court or have it probated if you don't have a will? Now, sometimes you don't have the original. You can still probate the copy of the will. So that's why I always tell my, you know, my clients that always keep a copy of your will. So just in case you lost the original, you know, your will can still be probated using the copy of your will, you know. So you keep an electronic copy of that as well. Okay, so what's going to happen here now is, of course, you have to filing in court. You have to file an application to probate the will. And of course, you'll have to submit the original will to the court. Okay, once nalaman mo na which court is handling your probate. And then there's a posting here because it's required that whenever there is a probate, whenever there is an application to probate a will and does have some an executor be appointed and letters testamentary be issued, then it has to be posted. There is a 10-day posting period required. So after the posting, when we say posting pala, it is posted doon sa courthouse. So there's a designated part in the courthouse where they post it. So may you'll see yung mga notices ganyan. So yon. So after 10 days tapos na yung posting, saka ka pa lang pwedeng mag-set ng ano ng hearing for prove up. Ngayon, hindi ka naman basta-basta mag-set ng hearing for prove up kung hindi mo pa nahahanap hindi mo pa yung executor mo is hindi available, so you'll have to look into the availability ng court, ng executor, and of course, syempre, ng attorney probating it. So, kaya it depends then sa time period as to hearing. When sa hearing naman, of course, the executor or the applicant, the named executor or the administrator, yan, will have to be present. Now, natatagalan bago maset ang hearing kapag, let's say, for example, the executor, it depends dun sa wordings ng will mo. Ah. If the will didn't say whether it is going to be a dependent or independent administrator, but you might, all the beneficiaries would like to appoint you as an independent administrator. So then they'll have to execute an affidavit or a court document where they are asking the court to have you appointed as an independent administrator. Now the other thing is, by the way, ang di ko na mention kanina is you have to when as an executor, let's say you are named executor in the will, so you file an application in court, there's a posting, right? You also have to serve yung mga beneficiaries named in the will. So let's say, for example, ang mga beneficiaries ay mga kapatid mo. Let's say apat yung kapatid mo. So you have to serve your siblings kasi they are named in the will. They are beneficiaries. So when you serve them, it's either you serve them by personal service ng constable or sheriff and giving a copy of the application, or you can ask them to sign a waiver para hindi na sila, that you don't need to serve them. So then you'll need their signatures, ganyan. Kaya doon natatagalan sa price na yon, lalo na if one of the beneficiaries ay hindi makita. So it's hard to get that independent administrator like I have discussed in a previous episode. Kailangan pipirma yon. So doon natatagalan. Pero kung nandito sila lahat sa Texas, available sila lahat, pag sinabi mo mag-execute ng waiver, they did it right away, they have it notarized, and then submitted in court. So mabilis pagka ganon. And then you can set the date for the hearing. Ngayon, sa hearing, mag-a-appear ngayon yung applicant, yung executor, or administrator na nag-apply as an administrator, and then you will prove the will, that the will is valid, that the testator was capacitated at the time he or she executed the will. So then it complied with all the requirements. There are two witnesses. Yeah. So once the probate is done, the hearing is done and the court approves, okay, the will, so then the court will now issue an order that probating the will. After that, of course, the court will also include, the order will also include the appointment of the executor or the administrator. And after that, the executor or the appointed executor or administrator will have to execute an oath. Yun, that's why there's an oath. And then you'll have to publish yung letters, testamentary appointing the executor administrator. Why? Kasi to notify yung mga creditors, yung may mga claims sa estate. And also notice yan, let's say yung creditor mo, yung may mortgage-bearing property, you have to notify the creditor kasi it's required. Para if ever they have a claim, they can file their claim now doon sa appointed executor. And then within 90 days from the appointment, from the court order, kailangan mag-submit na kayo matapos mo na yung inventory. Inventory is when you inventory all the estate of the assets of the deceased person para malaman mo kung ano yung mga nasa estate niya, and then pay the necessary yung mga utang, bayaran mo, and then whatever is left, that's the one that you're going to have to distribute according to the will of the person. So yun yung process. So kung nandun lahat, available lahat yung mga pipirma, mabilis. Pero kung hahanapin mo pa sila, like for example, kung 10 yung kapatid mo, isa yung nawawa, hindi mo alam yung nasaan yung isa, hanapin mo pa yon. So tumatagal. That's how it works. Kaya nga merong natatagalan ang process. Merong mabilis lang. May 3 months, may 6 months, may din naman isang taon. So ganon ang process niyan. Alright, so that being said, natapos nating sagutin yung tatlong questions at marami pang sub-questions. And I was looking at the comment box. Wala tayong additional questions. So I guess that's it. Hopefully, I'm able to share with you some important legal knowledge. And if you are not in the state of Texas, hopefully I was able to give you an overview of how it works here dito sa Usapang Off the Record. Ayan. Okay, so kung gusto nyo na mapanood ang mga past episodes namin, like I said, you can go to Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy YouTube channel or Facebook page, or you can also go to usapangoftherecord.com. We have all the Usapang Off the Record episodes doon sa website na usapangoftherecord.com. Ayan. So, I guess this is it for me. But before I say bye, I just want to invite you to, if you are here in the Houston area, especially yan ikaw, yung ating viewer, si Anna Richie Liamido, nandiyan ka lang naman sa Richmond. We have Fiesta Costa Texas 2022 happening on September 4 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. sa Bayou City Event Center. Dito malapit yan sa NRG, malapit din yan sa Jollibee, malapit din yan sa Galleria. So it's gonna be a one whole day of fun family activities. So join us. We also have about 50 vendors there. So I think we still have some available spots, available booths. So if you are interested to showcase your products, sell products during the event, you may just reach out to the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Greater Houston Region Facebook page, or you can send an email to pacctxjhr@gmail.com. And I just want to share with you, ito ang aming guest artist. So let me share with you quickly.
Hello po sa mga taga-Texas. Nako, ang ating fiesta na parati nating inaabangan ay nandito ng muli. At ako po ay makakasama ninyo sa September 4. Sunday po yan. Siyempre, dito po tayo sa Bayou City Event Center, Bio City Event Center. Ito po ay nasa, syempre may kodigo ako, 9401 Knight Road, Houston, Texas. For more information, please call 713-725-1407. Magkita-kita po tayo sa September 4. Sunday po yan para sa ating Happy Fiesta! Houston, Texas! See you there! Saya-saya, di ba?
Yes, ang saya-saya. Fiesta ko sa Texas 2022. Ang guest dyan si Miss I.I. De Las Alas and marami pang mga local performers tayo na darating. It's actually full pack of ano, our program is talagang tight. And also, we have some dignitaries who's going to be attending our event. So as far as I know, of course, we have our consulate attending our the Philippine consulate here in Houston, in Houston, will be attending, and also the we also invited the consulate, the consul general of Japan, si consul general Murabayashi, yeah, and at marami pang iba, nandun din ang vice mayor ng Stafford, si Miss Alice Chen, and of course, isa sa mga highlights ng event. Ng ating event ay ang search for Miss Fiesta ko sa Texas. May mga candidates tayo. It's a pageant. So we will have also guests and marami tayong mga yung mga ating mga judges. Ayan. So it's gonna be we're gonna try to share it with you through Facebook live, but of course you're not gonna be able to feel the fun of being there. Iba pa rin yung nandun ka sa venue. Of course, if you're far from here, like you're in another state or you're in the Philippines, you know, don't worry, we'll be sharing some of some videos about the event, some pictures. Abangan nyo lang yan sa Facebook page, sa Facebook ko, Aileen Lee Gutizon, and also sa Facebook page ng Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Greater Houston Region. I'm actually excited kasi marami kaming vendors, food and different products, and that's not, it's not just Filipino products by the way. Kundi mga ano din, other businesses ay magsha-showcase doon ng kanilang mga products and the services. So, and yes, I'm actually one of the, you know, talagang nag we are organizing, really planning for this event to be an amazing one, so that it'll become memorable and people there will be able to enjoy the festivities, the programs, the performers. Yeah, nandun din ang Aikalinga. So sila yung mga nagpa-perform. It's one of the best mga nagpa-performs, and I always look forward to seeing them during the event kasi talagang nandun sila with their signature performance nila na talagang ay Kalinga lang ang gumagawa yan dito. Ayan. And of course, marami tayong mga local performers, meron tayong mga comedians. And of course, our main guest performer. At manggagaling pa siya from California going here, I guess, or I'm not sure where she is right now, but you know. So talagang sasadyain niya tayo dito sa Houston para makisaya sa atin. Kaya ang sabi niya, ang saya-saya. Ayan, so, okay, so if you have any question for me, you can always send me a message. You can go to my Facebook and send me a message there. Or if it's about a topic today, you can also go to our law firm's website, legaldecentlaw.com. Send me a message there or call me. There's a number there as well. And I believe I have here it is. Okay, so this is the number you can call me, and this is the website. And of course, maraming salamat sa lahat ng mga nakasama natin dito sa live show. At syempre pa, salamat din sa mga nakikinig sa atin. Salamat sa president ng Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy na si Fenya Villasin. And of course, ang Usapang of the Record is brought to you by Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and Legal Decent Law Firm. And I'll see you all next week. Of course, sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record, this is Aileen Have a great weekend, everyone. Hope to see if you're in the area. Hope to see you on September 4, Sabayo City Event Center, Fiesta Co sa Texas. Ayan. So, bye for now. Enjoy your weekend, you know, and make it worth it. Bye-bye.